So we got to the top line. The Gemara had went through a very long agadah, and the last thing the Gemara was talking about is why Klal Yisrael was exiled to Bavel. The last thing it said was in the name of Ula, in order that they could eat dates and be osik b'tor, because dates, as we're about to see, were very cheap, and therefore the Parnasa didn't need much for Parnasa and plenty of time to learn. So Gemara says Ula once had a maisa where he was from Eretz Yisrael, went to visit Bavel. Ula iklai le pumpadisa, went to pumpadisa, kravele tarina de tamre. They brought to him a basket of dates. Samar lehu kama kihani bezuze. How much is zuz could he get for how much is a zuz of dates? Samar lehu kama amrleik talasa bezuze. You could get three baskets for one zuz, which is a great price. Samar, he says, malay tsana de duvsha. You have a basket full of honey bezuze just for one zuz. Ubavle lo aski beraisa. And they're not learning Torah. Things are so cheap here. But Lila, that evening, Tzaru, he got a terrible stomachache. And Amar Malay Tanat Sama Dimavsa Bezuz. He says, now a basket full of poison for one Zuz, Bivavil, and Bavlai, Askbar Aish. And they're able to learn, even though they have poison in the food here. So he kind of retracted and was impressed that they're able to learn despite the stomach viruses that were going around Bavel. Okay. So Gemara now continues with the Samagata still. So Amar Rebbe Lazar, my dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says the pasuk in the Yeshaya when it comes to Lasid Lavo? It says, V'halucho amim rabim, many nations will come, V'amru l'chu v'nala, let's go up, El Har Hashem, El Beis Elokeinu, Elokei Yaakov. So why does it say Elokei Yaakov, V'lo Elokei Avram, V'Yitzchak, that we refer to the Beis HaMikdash by Shlishi as the God of Yaakov, but not the God of Avram and Yitzchak? So the Gemara says, Eloka Avram Shekasa Bohar, not Avram who is called the Har, who referred to Har Bais as a Har. Shenemar says, by the Kedasha Yemahar Yoma Behar Hashem Yira'e. Veloki Yitzchak Shekasa Bosade, he referred to this as a field. Shenemar Vyatza Yitzchak Lasuch Bosade, he was davening on the Sade. Ela Ki Yaakov Shekar Bais, Yaakov referred to Har Bais as a Bais, as a house. Shenemar Vayikras Shema Makamahu Bais El. So since it's by Shlishi, by Rishon is connected Avram, by Shnei is connected Yitzchak, by Shlishi is connected Yaakov Avinu, the third of the Avos, so that's why we refer to it as Beis Elokei Yaakov in particular. The interesting thing they point out that the interesting Gematria, the Gematria of Machane is 103. So the Gematria of Har is twice that. Har is 205 plus 1 is 206. It's twice 103. The Sadeh is 309, which is 103 times 3, and Bais is 412, which is 103 times 4. There's this whole progression. You go one more up, 103 times 5 is 515. That's how many times Moshe Rabbeinu davened, which is Gematria Tefillah of Eschanan, which is Moshe Rabbeinu tried davening, which is one up above the Bais. Okay, interesting Gematrias. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol kibbutz galios kiyom shenivru bo shemayim v'aretz. So great is the end of time when all of Klal Yisrael will gather together from the four corners of the world. That's as great as the creation of the world. Shenemar, it says, "Vanikbetsu b'nei Yehuda u'b'nei Yisrael yachdav." They're going to gather together. V'shamu olem rosh echa. V'shamu olem rosh echa. They're going to have a one leader. V'alu min haaretz ki gadol yom Yisrael. Yom Yisrael. That's referring to Rashi says it's a yom of the knesset of everyone gathering together. So since it calls yom Yisrael u'ksiv vahi er vahi voker yom echad, this connection in Gezer Shava yom yom tells us that the returning the kibbutz galios is like the creation of the world, like by yom echad. So Marsha says the word yom appears so many times. Why are we choosing these two yoms? So he explains it because yom echad was a creation of yesh me'ayin. Every other day of the creation was, no, it was taking that which was created and adjusting it. But the first day was such a nes, yesh me'ayin, so to kibbutz galios is going to be such a nes, it's going to be like yesh me'ayin. That's the connection to yom echad. Okay, so that pretty much ends our gata for now. So the Gemara then says, back to the Mishnah, about the shechting of the different people for other individuals, yasom sheshachto lav apochapsim. So we had a yasom, an orphan, who had two different apochapsim, two different people who were managing his estate, and both of them ended up shechting a Karban Pesach for him. So the question is, whose Karban Pesach he's going to be part of? So Shmas, so he's able to choose, the Mishnah said. So Gemara says, Shmas Mina yesh bera, there's bera. The Havimina here is, they shechted it already, and then he decided, Bilel Seder, whose he wants to take part of. But why? How can you do that? You need to know b'shas shechita whose guest list you're part of. You can't be both of them. So we learn from here that breira works retroactively. You're allowed to apply breira. So the Gemara says not true. Amar Rebbe Zeira selebeis mikol makom. Selebeis mikol makom. So what means selebeis mikol makom? It's a special gzeres hakasav. A special gzeres hakasav. Rashi writes two narrow lines down from the top. Selebeis lebeis ish. Bal habayis yikachenu l'chol b'nei beiso v'ein tzarech daitan. the master of the house, whether it's a father, whether it's the apotropos, has the right, midiraisa, to appoint, to include the katan, even though the katan is unaware. In other words, the katan can be, even though he's not part of the guest list, he's still included. Even though he doesn't have the das, he's still included, and it's a special example of that the Baal HaBayis, the apotropos, the father, can include him even though he wasn't part of the guest list. It's not because of Breira, rather it's because of the Koach of the Baal HaBayis. Now this concept, said lebeis avos, this pasuk, the Gemara in the Nedarim clearly refers to this as only a din derabanan, not a din deraisa, it's a din derabanan only. The Gemara here implies it's a din deraisa, this concept. But do we assume, like the Gemara in the Dharma, it's a din derabanan? So if you look at Tosos asks the question, sela beis lebais mikol makom, perish mishum de sela beis lav deraisa. It's not really deraisa. V'hachi islei the Rebbe Zera gufei beperek ein bein madir. That he clearly says that the concept of the father or apotropos shechting for the katan is not really a deraisa. Really, the katan's not included in the Karban Pesach on a deraisa level. It's a derabanan, but we let him eat anyways, even though he's not really part of the guest list. So Tosa asks the question, Bim Tomar, how can you let the katan eat if he's not part of the guest list? V'heyach machil pesach shlulam nuyav, you can't give a Karban Pesach to a person who's not on the guest list. Nehi the katan ochel nevelis. If you see a katan who's eating nevelis, ain bez the mitzuvah the hafrisho. You don't have to stop him from eating. A little child, if it's not your son, a child eating nevelis, you don't have to stop him. But that's passive. But lesapos lo biadayim aser. But to hand him nevela, that's aser. To hand him a karban pesach that he wasn't part of the guest list, that's giving him a davar iser. So how is that allowed if this whole concept of the celibis is only midirabanim? So Tosus answers ve Omeri de hasam yafina milo sochlum velo aser ela dumya de shratzim nevela. The source is you can't give a sheretz, you can't give a nevela directly. That would be aser. But the case of karban pesach would be allowed. Why? Aval ki agavna dika chinuch mitzvah sharim. Now there could have been a different approach. Tosus would have said the approach I would have thought was because sheretz and nevela are machals asuros. Karban pesach isn't machals asuros. It's an external reason. He wasn't part of the guest list, but it's not a chafsa shel iser. Tosa says no, because in the makom of chinuch, then you're allowed to violate the iser. If there's no chinuch, then you're not allowed. But in the makom of chinuch, it's shari, it's permitted, and you can go ahead and give him a davar iser. The Magen Rambam learns from this Tosos, therefore, any other instance where there's chinuch, you're allowed to violate an iser midirabanan. So what's an example? He says you can let a child blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah. There's an iser shvus to blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, I should say. But since it's chinuch reasons, you're allowed to. Now, Chassam Tover says no. You're only allowed to violate an iser midirabanan for chinuch if the only way to accomplish is it through that way. But to blow shofar on Shabbos Hashanah, there's no mitzvah. There's nothing accomplished there. Karban Pesach, the only way to get the katan to be on the list is this way. So there's a heter to get him on since he has no das, he's not part of the guest list. Okay, so you can violate the rabbanon so he can get part of the biyot, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. But just stam let him violate averas because general chinuch, that's not a heter felt the chassam and so forth. Either way, this is all the das, this is all shittas tosos, that celibis is all din derabanan. The Rabbeinu Rav Chaim Mibrisk understands from the Rambam that actually celibis is a din deraisa, that you could include a child in a din deraisa. The Gemara in the Dharm says it's only a din derabanan. So Rav Chaim says the chiv on the child is only a din derabanan. He has no obligation to be part of the Karban Pesach. But the ability of the father to include the child, even though he wasn't part of the guest list, that's a din deraisa rather. So the chiv of the child is derabanan, but the ability to include him would be a kiyum deraisa. That's how Rav Chaim understands, and he goes to the Rambam. It's a very nice piece. It's a good eye piece to go through if you have time. Okay, back inside the Gemara. Now the Gemara says tadirabanan sela bias milamed she'adam mevi v'shochet ayde bno ubita ketanim. We learn from here that the master of the household is able to shecht on behalf of a younger boy or a younger girl, a son or a daughter, who are under bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, v'ayde abd v'shiv chasu ha-kananim, and eved that he owns, bein midaitan, bein shlo midaitan, whether they are aware or unaware, that's telebias, that they have full control, the owner, the father of the house. Aval eino shochet ayde b'no v'ito gedolim, but shecht on behalf of a grown child, v'ayde abdo v'shiv chasu ha-ivrim, a Jewish slave or servant, ayde ish on behalf of his wife, el midatan, that only works if they have das. Once they are a gadol, so then they have das, and you have to have their awareness and their consent to include them in the Karban Pesach. Tani idach, another b'risa says slightly different, lo yishchot adam lo ayde b'no b'ito gadolim, a person may not shecht for his older grown children, by the avdo v'shiv chasu ivrim, or his Jewish servants, by the isha, nor for his wife, elamidaitin, unless they give consent. Aval shochet hu ayde bino bito haktanim ayde ev avdo v'shivcha asur hakananim bein midaiten bein shlo midaiten. But if it's a child underage or if it's a non-Jewish slave, so then you'd be allowed to shecht even if they have no consent. And chutz, the Braisa concludes, chutz mina isha sheyachola limchos ma shisha able to be mochek. With the exception of, sorry, I missed the line here. V'kulin sheshachtan, all them, that they shechted on their own, v'shachat rabban alein, and their master also shechted on their behalf, yotzen b'sharabim v'en yotzen b'shal atzman. Their father, the master's shechting trumps their shechting, and they have to go after their master's carbon pesach. Chutz mina isha, with the exception of a woman, a wife, sheyachol limchos, she is able to shecht on her own. So Gemara says, Maishna isha. Why does it single out isha? The Rashi points out, what about the ban of gedolim, the ban of gedolim and bas gedola? They also have the right to shecht on their own. The Braisa just said that they have consent. You cannot shecht on behalf of a bina a bino bito gedolim. They have daitam. So how can the Braisa conclude that only if a woman, if she shechts on her own, she's yachol limchos, but the other older children cannot? So Gemara says, no, that's all included. When it says isha, it's assuming all the other adults, the adult avadim, the adult shivchas, the adult banim ubanos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, isha v'chol didamile. A woman or anyone like the woman, anyone who's an adult, grown child or grown servant, they are able to shecht on their own. They're not not included, they're not forced to be included in the master or husband's Karban Pesach. So Gemara now points out there seems to be a contradiction here. Haguf Akasha. Amris, we said initially, chutz mina isha sheyachol limchos, that if a woman, if she protests, she's allowed to go on her own Karban Pesach. Time of the macha, only because she was mocha, because she protested, she acted on her own. Halo macha, if she wasn't mocha, rather a stam case, nafka b'shal baila, a stam case, if she didn't protest, she goes part of her husband. B'hakatani reisha, but the reisha said, v'lo ayde isha el midaitan, that you need active das from the woman, hostama, if it was a stam case, then lo nafka, she wouldn't be yotze. In other words, you have two different implications from the reisha and the seifa, where the woman's stam das, is it part of the husband, or is it not part of the husband? So the Gemara says, how do you understand this? Ella midaitan lav damri in. Does it not mean midaitan means where she said yes, that she wants to be included? So Gemara says, Ella bestama, it's not a case of where she said yes, rather. When it says midaitan doesn't mean where she said yes. Ella bestama, it means that she was okay. Daitan means she didn't protest it. But if she just didn't say anything, stama, that's assumed to be, that's assumed consent. Lafuka hechad amr lo, it took so if she says no. If she says no, she's certainly not part of it. If she says nothing, so that's considered midaitan, and that would be consistent to the reisha and the seifa, and she would be part of her husband's karm pesach mistama. V'hakulam sheshachtu, but don't we have at the end of the braisa, if every one of the cases shechted on their own, v'shachat rabin alein, and their master or husband also shechted on the behalf, yotzen bishel rabin, the mistama, it's a case of stam case, v'katani chutz mina isha mipnei shechol limchos. So right now, it's a very strange havamina. But the havamina right here is where they shechted for themselves and their master shechted for them. They never expressed any consent or lack of interest. That was all a stam case. We see it's a stam case. And yet the Braisa says only if the woman actually says no is she separate. But if she doesn't say no, she just shechts on her own. So then the din would be she'd be part of her husband, even if it's a stam case. Stam case. The Gemara says no. Amar Rava, kevin sheshachtu, ein lecha michoi. When you do a ma'isa shechita, you're shechting separate from your husband, from your master, that is an expression of a machal. You don't have to actually articulate it, but a ma'isa could be just as great, if not greater, expression of one's machal. So what comes out from all this is, a stam case is a woman is part of her husband. If she expresses that she's not interested, or she does a ma'isa shechita, which clearly shows and indicates she's not interested, then she and Echadami would not be part of her husband's Karban Pesach. Why don't we say, because it's a special din by the Karban Pesach, you have to be part of the min in the guest list.
So I'm saying he had in mind, he's shechting, he had them in mind. The fact that they didn't have in mind to be part of it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I think it has to be a special din because the Pesach says, whatever the Pesach is used, whatever the word is used for the minway, but here the special Pesach that talks about, what does it say, kasa? I forget exactly the Pesach, but there's a special indian by minway here. you have to daftka point them part of the guest list. So even though in general, zachum adam shel b'fanav, I could acquire an object for you when you're not present, it's a good zechus for you. The pasuk daftka says here, you have to be part of the guest list. Now you can't put a person part of the guest list without letting them know. I normally zachum adam shel b'fanav, but this is a case that the pasuk clearly states you need to have, I think. It's a good question though. I have to think about it. It's not the answer's not so great though. So then the Gemara says, Eved shel shnei shutvin. If you have an Eved owned by two different partners, so Rami le Rav Eina, Saba le Rav Nachman. He asks the following question. He says, Tanan, the Mishnah taught us, Eved shel shnei shutvin, lo yochal mishel shneim. Our Mishnah said, if a Eved is owned by two different people, he's stuck. He can't eat from either carbon, from either of the owners. But the Braisa says the complete opposite. The Braisa says, Ratzim izeh ochal, Ratzim izeh ochal. The Eved Kanani actually has the option of who he wants to eat with. So I don't know exactly how they interpret this. The old eye, or pasya uchma, I think a black red maybe or something. That's what you referred to. The minu minach testaim. You can explain my mission. Your brisa, everything works out nicely. Testaim shmeitza masnisin b'dekapte dade. Our mission is when they're machbin on each other, when the partners are machbin on each other, they're not willing to give up their chelik of the eved. So the eved kanani is kind of split in half, and he's stuck. The Brice is a situation to look after where the owners are not machbid on each other, and therefore they're okay letting or lending the Eved Kanani so that one of them could partake in the Karban Pesach. Look at Rashi. Rashi says around 10 lines up from the bottom here, but the kapti ahadade, shnei abaylim, vein rotin lehanos ze mize, they're very machbid, and they're not willing to let their day or their chelik be benefited by the other guy. Hilkach afilu nisratza ha'echad sheyochal Eved mishalo ein chaveiro, even though one guy is willing to take on the Karban Pesach, the Eved for his Karban Pesach, the other owner is not willing to give up the Eved Kanani, that's where there's a split, that's where he's stuck. But if they are both in agreement and they're getting along, that's where the Braisa says, Ratz mizeh ochel, ratza mizeh ochel. So then the Gemara quotes this situation of Echatzi Eved Echatzi Ben Chorin. Mishachetze Eved Vechetze Ben Chorin lo yochel misharabo, he's stuck, he can't eat from his master's Karban Pesach. So Gemara explains, Misha Rabu Hudulo Yochal, he can't eat from his master's Karban Pesach, Neval Mishal Asma Yochal, but he can't eat from his own. If he brings his own Karban Pesach somehow, he's allowed to. Vatanya, but doesn't the Braisa say, Lo Yochal, Lo Mishalo, Velo Mishal Rabu? So our mission implies, although he can't eat from his master's Karban Pesach, he may eat from his own Karban Pesach, but the Braisa says, he's stuck, he can't eat from any Karban Pesach, not even his own. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, there's no contradiction. This is what the Gemara says oftentimes. And when it comes to Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, there are two different stages. Kan b'kemishna rishona, kan b'mishna achrona. There is an initial Mishnah, and then there's a secondary Mishnah. What was the initial Mishnah? So the initial Mishnah was the Tanan. Misha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin over this Rabbo Yom Echad, v'satmo Yom Echad divrei Beis Hillel, where half Eved, half Ben Chorin is kind of stuck. One day he serves his master, one day he's free. He goes back and forth every single day. He's split. He's a 50-50 Eved Ben Chorin. That's what we're talking about. He can't eat from either one because he has no full cheres on his own right. That's what Rashi says here. Rashi writes, Commission of Rishona, Kodem Shechazu Beis Hillel. We haven't seen Beis Hillel retract it, but we're going to see he's going to retract. So this is all before he retracted. Lo Yochal Mishal Atzmo. He can't eat his own Karban Pesach. Because his avdus, the chelik of his avdus, of his body is not, it's separate from the cheres. The guy is kind of stuck. That's all what Beis Hillel holds in the Mishnah Rishona. Beis Shammai comes along and argues. Beis Shammai Omrim, he says, Takantim es rabo ves atzmo. Lo takantim. You fix the master, right? The master owns half the Eved Kanani. So he gets, every other day, he gets to, slave around the slave. But himself, as Asma lo tekantim, you didn't fix the individual himself. Lisa shifcha, the guy can't get married to a shifcha, and yachal shekvar chetzu ben chorin, because since he's partially a ben chorin may not marry shifcha, so he can't marry shifcha. And Lisa bas chorin, he can't marry a free person or a single bas yisrael, he can't marry either, and yachal shedayin chetzu ever, because he's still partially an ever kanani. So yivatel, he's going to be mevatel, and not to get married and have children. Valo nivra ha'olam ela lepiria rivia. The whole purpose of the world was to have children. Shenemar says in the pasuk, Loso vera l'shevus yatzra, that the world is created in order not to have chaos, tov, but rather yitzara. There should be creation, and there should be continued people in this world. So this Eved Kanani cannot participate in this half Eved, half Ben Kohen cannot participate in this incredible mitzvah. So the Gemara says that Beis Shammai therefore says el mipnei tikuna olam kofenes rabo v'ose elso ben chorin. Therefore, we force the master to free him entirely. The kosev shtar al chatzi davyav v'chazu, and to write the value of his half of his Eved Kanani and return himself back to a full ben chorin. V'chadu Beis Hillel lahoros ki Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel retracted and he agreed to what Beis Shammai had said. Beis Hillel retracted and said, I agree you should free him. And that's where he said, you're allowed to go ahead and have your own Karban Pesach. When you're ready, he's going to be freed. He's not freed yet, but the fact that he's going to be freed, and we know we're going to be kofen alava, so he's not, even though he can't eat from his masters, he can eat from his own Karban Pesach. So one's Mishnah Rishona, one's Mishnah Achrona. Now there's so many things to go through here on this sugya. Let's go through two Tosafim because there's so much here. There's many Rishonim who talk about each of these questions along the way, but let's just stick to Tosafim on the page for now. Go back to Amun Aleph just for a moment. Tosafim asks the question, Lisa Shifcha Eino Yachal. So the guy can't marry Shifcha because he's a partial Ben Chorin. Vim Tomar, V'leisi Asei De Puru Uruvu. There's an issue there, Isa. Why can you not marry a Shifcha? A Ben Chorin can't marry a Shifcha. The pasuk says Lo Yeh Kadesh. Lo Yeh Kadesh is a source of not marrying a Shifcha. Okay, but he also has a mitzvah because he's a Ben Chorin of Peruvu. So shouldn't we say the mitzvah Asei Peruvu is Docha the Los Asei Lo Yeh Kadesh? The Tosus answers, he gives a couple answers. V'yesh Lomar, Mishim Dida, Delek Asei, Dev Shelo Be'evin. Granted, from his perspective, he has a mitzvah Asei. But from her perspective, the Shifcha, she does not have an assay, so it's not going to help her. There's no assay for her, which is going to override the law that she's going to violate. So that's why, since she's stuck, he has no option. V'od, dibitchilas bia mi'aker lav, v'lo mikayim assay el botza zara. So this is interesting. We have the concept we brought up several times already. Assay docha los assay is only b'inna. If it happens the same exact moment, you're wearing tittis and shatnez, the same exact moment, tittis violates, it pushes off the issue of shatnez. But when it comes and not at the same time, they're off, that's not going to be a ase do chalos ase. So here, when is the law violated? The law is violated of lo yekadesh is betchilas bia. When is the ase peruvu miskayim? That's hotza zera. And that happens at a different moment of tchilas bia versus hotza zera. So that's different. It's not ase do chalos ase. Fine. Now what's fascinating about this tosas here, peruvu, he says, when does it happen? Hotza zera. We would have thought the mitzvah happens when the child is born, not a conception, but when there's birth. Tosas writes here, Hotza Zera, which is conception, is when the mitzvah is fulfilled. So that's a big chiddush of Tosos. Many argue on this, that no, it's not until a child is born, there's one mekayim, the mitzvah of peruvu. Okay, we're not done yet. There's more in Tosos. Tosos writes further. Vim tomar, v'yim chor'atzmo be'evet ivri, v'ye mota b'shifcha. So why doesn't he sell himself? Right now, this guy is Eved Kanani, half, and partial Ben Chorin. Why doesn't the Ben Chorin side of him sell himself as an Eved Ivri, because he's partially Jewish now, as an Eved Ivri, so he'll be some mixture of an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kanani, and Eved Ivri is allowed to be with a Shifcha, actually. An Eved Kanani certainly can be, but also an Eved Ivri, so sell himself, and that should be another Eitzah, to be fully enslaved. So V'yesh Lomer, Bizman, She'en HaYovel Noeg, it's a case where Yovel is no longer Noeg, and if there's no Yovel, you can't sell yourself as an Eved Ivri, does Nami Eino Noeg Eved Ivri. V'od, furthermore, Omeri, the Aser, Limchor Asma Be'evid. You can't sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. It doesn't work like that. You can't just like willingly sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. So even though it's not going to work because of the timing or because it's an Isser as well. And then the final suggestion, there's more to do, but we'll stop toasters after this one last question. Vim Tomar Yisa Chetze Shifcha Chetze Bas Chorin. So find another person who's in a similar situation. Find a half Kananis and a half Bas Chorin. And you're a half Ben, you know, Eved Kanani, you're a half Ben Chorin. And this way, this hybrid, you have two hybrids mixed to each other, that would be great. So Tosa says it doesn't work out so simply. It doesn't work out that the Eved Kanani of him is married to the, you know, the Shifcha Kananis of her, and his Ben Chorin is married to the Bas Chorin. It's all one big mixture. Tosa writes, V'yeshomer, de'aset tzad avdus, u'mishamish b'tzad cheris. No, the avdus of him is mishamish with the cheris of her, and her Shifcha is mishamish with the cheris of him. It's all one confusing thing, and therefore that wouldn't be a practical application or solution either. Okay, let's turn to Amud Beis now for one more Tosos, and then we'll go weiter in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Tosos writes on the top of Peches Amud Beis, Kofen es Rabba. Bechet Shifcha ein Kofen es Rabba, Elahecha denagubo minag hefker. Even though, when it comes to the half Evan, half Ben Chorin, we would force the Rav to free up the Eved Kanani entirely to become a Yid. Let me just be clear one second. An Eved Kanani, this is just a background I should have mentioned before, when you buy a non-Jew as an Eved, he becomes an Eved Kanani. And Eved Kanani has to keep the mitzvahs of whatever women are chayven, he has to keep the same level of mitzvahs as well. The Gzer Shavah says, la, la, she's pater from mitzvahs asei she'ez man grama, he's also pater from mitzvahs asei she'ez man grama. If you free an Eved Kanani, he becomes a Jew. It's a certain type of geirus process involved in that. There's a machlokas whether when the Eved Kanani becomes an Eved initially, there's a tefillah, and when he becomes free, there's a tefillah at the end. There's a machlokas Rama Ravid, which is the ikr tefillah, but in the end of the day, he becomes a full bona fide geir. That's what happens. But we also know you can't free your Nebuchadnezzar just to free him. There's an issur d'oraisa of li'olam hem tavodu. You have to always enslave him, so only certain exceptions are you allowed to free him if there's a big mitzvah. So Tosafot points out this is all true. The heter freeing an Nebuchadnezzar or a half Nebuchadnezzar is only true by a man, but by a shifra, there's no heter unless they're treating her like a minig hefker. They're treating her like a, whatever, like a zona. So then at that point, there would be a heter to protect her. The hainu mishum de shechrena shema lo tiskaim came to mechayva. The reason is because the reason why you could free Nebuchadnezzar is because since he has an obligation of peruvu, so you could free him now, knowing that he's going to fulfill the mitzvah peruvu. But by a shifcha when she becomes free, she's not chayv in peruvu. She a woman in a chayv in peruvu. Certainly they're messiah at best, says the Ran and Kedushim, but they're not a chayv. So just because you free her doesn't mean she'll necessarily become involved in the mitzvah peruvu, and that's why there's no heter to free in shifcha unless there being no egba minag hefker. So then Tosus asks Vim Tomar, my kofin, why do you force him? V'chi omer lo la'adam mechata b'shul sheyitzke chaveiro? So the master now, I own the Nebuchadnezzar. I'm forced to free him. When I free him, I'm violating the issur d'oraisa of li'olam b'hem tavodu. You can't force me to do an issur to help another guy. That's not allowed. So again, chi omer lo la'adam mechata, you should sin b'shul sheyitzke chaveiro k'de meshachar avda over vase. This is the Gemara in Shabbos, the beginning, the first paragraph of Shabbos. If you remember, let's say my friend put up bread erev Shabbos. And it's cooking on to Shabbos, and now that it continues to cook, it's going to violate the issur d'oraisa of bishul. So if I remove the bread, that's called redias pas. That's an issur mederbanan to remove pas from the side of the oven wall on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, should I violate an issur mederbanan to protect my friend from an issur d'oraisa? We don't say a person should do that. So I should free the Nebuchadnezzar just to protect him. That we don't say that. V'yeshlomar mitzvah rabba shiny. When it comes to a big mitzvah, that's an exception where you're allowed to actually violate the iser. D'lo so bara l'shevus yitzara k'dimashani gavei Rabbi Elazar sheshichra abdo mitzvah d'rabba shiny. So we have a similar case in Gemara in Brachos and Gemara in Gittim where Rabbi Elazar had a minion. We had nine guys actually, minus one, minus the Evakanani. So he wanted to free the Evakanani to make him the 10th guy. Because when you're free an Evakanani, he becomes a yid. He's a 10th guy. He freed him. Asks Gemara, how could you do that? It's a violation of liolim hem tavodu. Oh, mitzvah the rabbim shine. When it comes to a rabbim or the mitzvah of a minion, that's a chashu mitzvah. So when it comes to a chashu mitzvah, that's allowed. Here as well, the mitzvah peruvu or l'shevas yitzara is a mitzvah rabba. When it comes to mitzvah rabba, you're actually allowed to do this. So fine. So there's a machlokas Tosas and Ramban. I tell you there's a lot to do here. The Tosas Ramban. Tosas writes, the reason why you're allowed to violate liolim hem tavodu is because the mitzvah the rabbim is doche the isra say of liolim hem tavodu. Only a big mitzvah can be doche the isra free. That's how Tosas understands it here, a mitzvah rabba. The Ramban in Gittin says differently. Ramban says, the whole premise of Liol Mem Tavodu is based on the Isser of Lo Sechanim. You can't give a free gift. Another mitzvah, Isser Deraisa in the Torah. You can't give a free gift. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says there are three limudim we learn from Lo Sechanim. You can't give a property in Eretz Yisrael. You can't give chen, you can't give compliments, and you can't give a free gift. So you can't give a free gift. So freeing a slave is giving a goy a free gift. So Tosas, Ramban writes, but if you're gaining something, that's not a free gift anymore. Right? If I give a gift to the waiter because he gave me service, I tip my mailman, that's not free. That's because it's a thank you. It's a showing karsa tov to him. So if I'm gaining something, that's no longer free. Not that it's docha something. The iser doesn't exist. So when I'm gaining a minin, it's not that the mitzvah rabim of minin is docha liom hem tavodu. What it means is there's no iser anymore. It's only usher when it's free. But when there's something to gain, the issur doesn't apply anymore, and that's why it would be permitted. So that's why he says by the case of the minion, you're allowed to free him because I'm gaining something. In this case, what are you gaining here? What am I gaining? So the Ramban, I don't think addresses this. I don't remember him addressing this. But I think the Ramban probably would say, but since it's a overall mitzvah that we have to, as people living on the earth, we have to continue the world from going round and round, having people and children and procreation. Therefore, this was considered as if it's my mitzvah as well. I'm gaining in the continuity of the world. That's my guess what the Ramban would say, but I don't remember. Okay, sorry about that long tangent. Okay, the Mishnah now says pei chesem abeis. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer la'avdo, a person tells his Eved Kanani, Tseva Shachar alai Esa Pesach, go shecht from your carbon Pesach. So we know the Pesach could come either from a little sheep or a little goat, a little kid goat. So Shachar Gedi Yocha, if he shechts a Gedi, so the master could eat from it. Shachar Tlef, he shechts a sheep, Yocha could eat from that as well. Shachar Gedi V'Tlef, he shechts both of them. So Yocha Minarishan eats from the first one. We'll see in the Gemara, you can't shecht both of them. How are you in two different guest lists? So we'll see what that means in a second. Shachach ma amar lo rabbo. If the master, rather the Eved Kanani, forgot what his master had told him, he wasn't sure if he indicated it should be a tleh were Gri. So what did she do? He showed up to the Beis HaMikdash. Can't go back home and ask his master. He's already on the line. So what should he do? He's stuck. Okay, he said, Yaseh. Yishchat Tlev Gri. He should shecht both a Tlev and Gri. The Yomrin should make the following tonight. Im Gedi, Amrli, if my master said to me, Gedi, so then, Im Gedi, Amrli, Rebbe, Gedi Shalom, Vitleshali, and I get the Tle. Vim Tle, if he wanted a Tle, Amrli, that's what he said to me, Rebbe, Hatle Shalom, he gets the Tle, Gedi Shalom, and I'll get the Tle. Now the Gemara is going to ask the question, how does the Eved have the right to make his own? The Eved doesn't have the ability to own things. Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabo. So how does he have his own Shalom, his own, the own Tle, the own Gedi? The Gemara will address that. And then Shachach Rabba Ma'amarlo. Let's say the master forgot what he had said. The master gave him instructions, and the Eved Kanadi wasn't sure. So he shechted both of them. He shows up to the house with a Tlenigdi and says, master, which one's yours? He says, I don't remember what I told you. So now he's stuck because you can't eat that which is not yours. You can't eat a Karban Pesach that you were on the wrong guest list for. So what do you do in this case? So the Gemara says, Shneim Yatzel Beis HaSreifa. They both go out to the Beis HaSreifa, since we don't know in which guest list he was part of. But nonetheless, even though they can't eat the Karban Pesach, they're Paturin Milasos Pesach Sheni. They're exempt from having to bring the Pesach Sheni. Because when the Shechita and Zrika were done, it was done properly. But in the end of the day, Lamaisa, they don't know what to do. And therefore, they're exempt from the Karban Pesach Sheni. The Gemara now says, Pshita, that's obvious to me. Yeah, you Yotze, yeah, you Yotze. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, what? No, you can't do the chila practically, but it was roi l'chila at one point in time, but since you don't know which is yours, so you're exempt from it. So the Gemara then says, Pshita, it's obvious to me, shachet gedi, yochal, afagav diraga b'tle, even though the master was, he preferred tle in general, for some reason the Evakanani chose the gedi. That's allowed, because the master never, indicated which was his preference. Shachet tle, yochal, if he shachted the tle for his master, he eats it, v'afagav diraga b'gedi, even though the master normally liked the gedi. If you shechted the tle, that's allowed because he didn't say a preference. Now, shacha gedi v'tle, in a case where the Eved shechted both the gedi and the tle, yocha min arishon, you shech from the rishon. So ask the Gemara, v'tanya ein nimna al shnei psachim. How do you shech two different karbanos? You can't be part of the guest list of both the tle and the gedi. It doesn't work that way. So the Gemara says, masisin b'melech u'malka. A king and a queen, that's what we're talking about. The king and queen, it seems counterintuitive. You would think the king and queen would be more machbid in what they want. We actually learn from the Gemara, as we'll see, the king and queen are so involved in so many things in the world. You think they can figure out what they want to eat for lunch or for dinner for Karban Pesach? Whatever their servants give them, they're involved in the entire country. They can't think about what's being served to them. That's such a minor thing. You know, the big CEOs all wear like the same clothing every single day because they have no time to think about what to wear every single day. They have the same shirt and the same pants, so they have to make such decisions. So king and queen, to decide if it should be a tleg, they don't care about that. So other people are more machbid. So the Brisa and says you can't be nimnin al shtei psachim. That's what people are makbid. They're makbid what they want, a tle gedi. So you have to make a decision. You can't shech both and figure out which one is shechted first. But by king and queen, where they don't really care what they eat, so for them, the din is you could shech the gedi and tle, and whichever one was shechted first, there's somich on the first one that was shechted. So if you just look at Rashi writes, b'melech u'malka, shetluyin al avdan, they rely on their servants, vein makpidin al sudasin im gedi, they don't care what they're eating for lunch. It's not a decision. They're happy with whatever they serve them. So the Gemara goes on to bring a proof. Vatani, the Braisa says, as a benichusa, this is as a support. You can't have people shechting two karbanos Pesach. One time the king and queen told their servants, "Tzu v'shachtu aleinu et Pesach, go shecht for us a karban Pesach." V'yatzu v'shachtu aleinu shnei Pesachim. They end up shechting two Pesachim, even though we just said you're not supposed to. So bo v'shalu es hamelech. They asked him, "What do you, Amr lemu? What do you want?" So I don't know. L'chu v'shalu es hamalka. Ask the queen what she wants. I don't really care. So Baal v'shala min hamalka, they asked the queen which one she preferred. Amr lam l'chu v'shala s'rabban Gamliel. I don't care. Ask him Rabban Gamliel. He knows how to pasuk in shilas. So Baal v'shala s'rabban Gamliel, they asked him what to do. Amr lam, he says, Malku melech daitan kalalan, the daitan kalami, they don't care about what they eat. And therefore, yochla min arishon, whichever was shechted first, that's which the one you should give them. Anan lo nochal lo min arishon v'lo min hasheni. But we, who are makbid on with different things, and a tle versus a gedi, and different karbanos, so we don't have such ability to be somech on them, because we have kbadas, we have to figure out which one we preferred. But king and queens who don't care about what they eat, they rely whichever one was shechted first. Gemara says, Shub, Pam, Achaz, a very similar story happened. Nimsis Hatah, Bebeis HaMitzbachayim, that they found Hatah. Hatah is one of maybe a lizard of some sort, one of the shiratim there, Metame, if you touch it. The sheret is Hatah is dead, and one touch it, it's Metame everything. So at one time they found Hatah in the kitchen, in the palace. Ubikshu latame kol suda. They wanted to be matame. The whole meal, the whole feast was tame because they found this lizard. So bo v'shalus hamelch. They asked the king what to do. Amar lehem luchu v'shalus hamalka. I don't know. Ask the queen what to do. So bo v'shalus hamalka. They asked the queen. Amar lehem luchu v'shalus Rabbi Gamliel. I don't know. Ask the rabbi. So bo v'shalus. Oh, so they asked Rabbi Gamliel. And amar lehem. He says beis mit pechayim that roseach otoni. Wanted to know. Did you find this lizard or whatever it's called in the hot area of the kitchen or maybe the cold area of the kitchen? Amar lo roseach. It was in the hot. It was like boiling in the, I don't know, boiling the chicken soup or something. Amar lehem. He says luchu v'hitilu alav kosha otoni. Go take a cold pitcher of water and pour it over the lizard. They poured a cold water on top of the lizard, and then it like started to shake, and it showed it was still alive. They thought it was dead. They found the lizard like floating in the chicken soup. They thought it was a dead lizard. It was a matam everything. So he said, put the opposite, you know, sensation, the cold on the hot lizard, and it reacted to it, so it was still alive, so it was never tame. So that's what happened. So v'tahar Rebbe Gamliel kol suda kula, the whole meal was kosher. Nimsa, turns out the melech is tali b'malka, the king relies on the queen. V'nimsa is malka tuli b'Rebbe Gamliel, the queen relies on Rebbe Gamliel. And nimsa is kol suda tuli b'Rebbe Gamliel, and the entire feast depended on Rebbe Gamliel. Okay, so now the Gemara says back to the mission above. Shachach mash amar lo rabba. So we said if the eved forgot what the master had said to him, he should do the following. He should take a tlenigdi and say, if my Rebbe said the tle, I'll take the gli. If he said the gli, I'll take the tle. So how does he ever have his own tle? How could he have his own sheep or goat? He doesn't have his own property. Shali, masha kana eved kana rabba. If he buys it, the tle, mimele, becomes his Rebbe's. So Amar Abai says, holech eta roa haragi rabba etzlo. He should go to the shepherd who's selling the tle and the gli, who knows his master quite well, they have a good relationship, and he wants what's best for the master, the roa does, the shepherd. So what does he do? There's a special din, that even though normally we say, if a person is a dasach has machne, says, I'm giving it to the Eved Kanani on the condition that your master does not acquire it, that will actually work, he can own it. So since the roa knows these guys, he has a relationship with the guys, he wants what's best for the master, he says, I'm going to give the Eved Kanani that you could keep whichever one is not their master's, you could keep as yours, and your master will have no rishus over this. And that's the way to get around the problem. So then the Gemara quotes further, Shachach Rabba Masha Amarlo, if the master now forgot if he told him the Tle or Gedi. So he said, you have to send both the Tle and Gedi to the Beis HaSreifa, but since the obligation was fulfilled with their Yotze, they're Pater from bringing the Pesach Sheni, even though they actually can't eat the Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara says this is there's a qualification on this din. Amar Abai says, Lo Shanu Ela Sheshachach Acha Zrika. It's only true if the master forgot after the Zrika, but during the Zrika, he actually had remembered what it was. Because during the Zrika, he remembered, and therefore, since it's Roy Lachila B'Shah Zrika, it's acceptable. He just forgot after. By the time they ever got home, he forgot if it was a Tler Gedi. But B'Shah Zrika, the Das, he was aware, and that's why it's Yotze. Aval shachach levnei zrika. If the master already forgot what he had said before the zrika, the chizrak dam, when the sprinkling of the blood took place, lo havelei chazel leachila, wasn't right to eat, then in that case he would actually be chayavin la'asos pesach sheni. And the ikdem asni la abraisa. Some teach this qualification of Abaye on a braisa, which says differently. A different case of chamisha, shenis arvu oros pischeim zebizeh. Let's say you have five karbanos pesach, they're all shechted, you skin the animals, and all the five skins were together. Turns out on one of the skins, nimtes yavelis, be'echad man. You found a little yavelis, which is like a skin tag of some sort, which is a mum. So one of them is a mum. One of the five psachim is a mum. The other four are not mum. But you don't know which one's a mum. Which are the five psachim? So the din is kul and yotz in the Beis HaSreifa. You burn them, all of them have to be sent to the Beis HaSreifa, because one of them was vade, carbon was a mum. So you don't know which one it is. So you send them all. Uptur melasas pesach sheni, and they're all exempt since you don't know which one, because shas shchita, everything was good. You only found the psul, the mum, after the fact. So since you can't eat it, because one might be a mum, but since it came after the fact, it was actually acceptable, and they're all pater from pesach sheni. So Amar Bai says, lo shana, this is only true, elishinis arvu, la'achar zrika, only if the different skins got mixed up after the zrika, but during zrika, everything was fine. It was right for eating, it was acceptable. Aval, if, however, nis arvu lefnei zrika, if the skins got mixed up before the zrika, so then chayavim lasas pesach sheni, they were not exempt when the zrika took place, because at that point the mixture already had taken place, and therefore they'd be chayiv in the pesach sheni. So the machlok is whether or not this is a qualification of before zrika versus after zrika is going on the master forgetting which animal, or it's going back on the case of the five different skins mixing together. So Gemara finishes, and we'll say two lines, and we'll stop here. Man demase amasis, and the one who said this din by the Mishnah, that in that case, if it took place lifnei zrika, it's pasul. Kol shekein, here in this case, brisa. Because what happens, I'll say the svar outside just for a second here. The svar is, when it came to the case of what the rabble forgot, really the kar pesach is kasha. It really is kasha. He just doesn't know what to do. It's really a kasher pesach. By the case of the skin, yovelis, it's actually pasul. So the brisa is a much more severe case than the case of forgetting which tler gedi. So the Gemara says, man the masneh masnisin, the one who says that even by the Mishnah, where he just forgot it was a tler gedi, it's pasul to eat because he doesn't know. Kol shekein a brisa, where there's a real mumir, certainly if it's before zrika, you shouldn't be able to eat it. But man the masneh a brisa, the one who taught this qualification on the brisa only, then the case of yovelis, if it's before zrika, you can't eat it because it's a mum. Aval b'masnisin, but on the Mishnah, where it's really a good carbon, you just don't know which one, lo, and maybe it wouldn't be the case. Maybe even before zrika, if they still had done this, he forgot before Zrika, maybe it'd still be Pater from the Pesach Sheni, came into Ksher Ninu, since in reality, both the Tle and the Gedir Kasher Ninu, Di Itchar, if he remembers, let's say he remembers which one it was. Let's say he remembers, before the Chatzos, he remembers, ah, it was a Tle, I said. And he had real remembering in that case, he actually would be able to eat it. Di Itchar, Havi Chazi Lachila, Kamishmai Galia, Kosh Baruch Hu knows what's, what his Das initially was, therefore it would be acceptable. And even if it happened before Zrika, the forgetting, he would be Pater from the Pesach Sheni. So let's do a quick recap. I know it's late already. The Gemara, we start from the beginning and talk about Ula, who went to Bavel and had a basket of honey, which was very cheap, and he thought it was a great place to learn, and because things are cheap, got a stomachache, and he realized how hard it was to eat, and he was impressed how much they learned there. Then we had the whole pasuk about Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. They refer to Elokei Yaakov because by Shlishi is connected Yaakov Avinu. Then we spoke about the Kibbutz Galios is as great as the day of the creation of the world. Then we discussed about the Apachapas, the concept of the Selabais, that you could represent the master or the father could represent the other children, the Ketanim, but not the wife or the Banim Gedolim. And then we discussed about a Stam case, a Stam woman goes based on her husband unless she protests either B'dibor or B'maisa. And then we discussed the case of Eved Kenani, that if the two owners are machbin each other, so then Eved Kenani stuck. If they're not machbin on each other, then the Eved Kenani could join whichever master's Karim Pesach he wants. And then we discussed the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, where Beis Hillel says he's stuck, half and half, but then he retracted the Beis Shammai, that you force the master to free him so he can be involved in Tikkun Olam. Then the Mishnah discussed about sending an Eved Kenani to do a Gedi or Tle, the different scenarios. And then we discussed the even though normally you can't be part of two different Karbanos Pesach, a king's allowed to and a queen's allowed to because they're not really machbin on these dinim. And that was whole Maisa Rebbe Gamliel. We had a similar Maisa with Rebbe Gamliel and the Halta, the lizard. And then we discussed Mashkan Eved Kavde Rabbo normally, but if the person is machne, Das Achaz machne is over, do you have something on the Manas, Shein Lecha Rabbo Rishus, that would be allowed as well. And then this final piece about the distinction of before Zrika and after Zrika, both in the case of the master forgetting which animal and the case of the five skinned one with the skin tag. Okay, we'll stop here and everybody have a wonderful day.